The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by our coffee master, who is also Dharma holder Michael Herzog.
So as Melissa said, this is an encouragement talk. And I'd like to start by looking at this word, encouragement. More specifically, the word within the word, courage. Because this path we're taking, this path of awakening to the true self, requires courage. Normally, when you hear the word courage, you may think of bravery, or setting yourself up against an opposing force, whether internal or external, or maybe some amount of danger that you have to challenge, overcome. But the original word comes from the Norman French, old French word, cœur, which means heart. So to encourage in the old way means to give heart, not armor, to invite an open heart. And so true courage is taking your seat in the ground of your life and meeting whatever arises without turning away, staying close. And this is what sesshin is about. The word sesshin means to touch the heart-mind. And this shin, heart-mind, our great ancestors, China, didn't split the heart from the mind like we do. That splitting is merely a thought, an idea. There is no dividing line. You can skate through sesshin if you want. And I know I speak from experience in this matter. Find a comfortable place in your mind. Maybe rearrange the furniture in your mind or make some planning. Not really go deep, just wait out the time. But that's not how we do sesshin. Sesshin is staying upright, still, in the middle of our lives, with whatever arises. Staying close. This koan that we've been looking into has many teachings, and one teaching that stands out that's not directly pointed to or said in the koan is this. The perfection you seek in this one life, this one boundless, infinite, vast life, is not apart from the particulars of your life. Sweeping the grounds, cleaning the toilet, washing dishes, not apart from the achy body, the aching heart, the confused and agitated and anxious mind, not apart. and not to be transcended. This is your one life. The Heart Sutra says right in the sutra, form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. The particulars of your life is the boundless, infinite life of all the universe. Just another view, two views of the same universe. There's a quote that's been coming up for me this whole session, and it's from the French philosopher Albert Camus. And he, at one time, was asked about his philosophy of life, and he said, live to the point of tears. Live to the point of tears. Not sentiment, not sadness, but a visceral directness, a closeness, so close that you are moved in a way beyond anything you can control, anything you can strategize. Yesterday morning, right after the verse of the Kesa, the windows were open, a cool breeze coming in, light was dappling on the floor, and there were bird songs. And you may have remembered this, but there was a particular bird out there that I've heard before, a song sparrow. I've heard it, but not in this way. There's an old saying that familiarity is just not paying attention enough. This songbird had me on the edge of tears. Not because it was sad or not because it was beautiful, but it was beautiful. It was just the sheer immediacy of it. Right there, one song, one bird, one moment, never to be again. And that's the heart of our practice. That's the heart of the whole damn thing. Staying close, so close, as Melissa was saying, and closing the gap. We're meeting our lives every single moment. And these moments, as Melissa again mentioned in her talk, are slipping by, and there is no guarantee there will be another one. Youth and health have no bearing. There are no guarantee. So we're here to take this moment, this practice, and stay close. Now the thing is, when you're in it, when you're up against it, in the fire of whatever's coming, it doesn't feel like courage. It doesn't feel like courage at all. It feels like this. It feels like this. It's only after a little bit of space and time when you can look back and say, oh, that took something. That took some courage. And so my encouragement tonight is, forget courage. Just stay close as you can. If not for tonight, then for this period. If not for this period, then for this moment, this breath. Stay close. Stay close. Thank you.